USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of Joe Biden's administration is focused around the economy. White House economic advisor Brian Deese saying the economy is in a tricky situation.
Our economy is at a very precarious moment. We are 10 million jobs short still of where the economy was when this pandemic started.
Deese saying that's why we need to go big when it comes to comprehensive legislation for COVID-19 relief.
The American people are hurting, and they can't afford to wait. They need help right now, and that's the motivation behind the actions that the president will take.
Major League Baseball teams are remembering legend Hank Aaron, who died today at the age of 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's former team, tweeting, "It's with great sadness we share the passing of our home run king, Hank Aaron." This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Some of the executive orders President Biden is signing is sending workers to the unemployment line.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American trust in the media has hit another record low. According to the political website Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are trying to purposely mislead people by saying things that they know are false or gross exaggerations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A former presidential candidate is questioned in the Senate during his confirmation hearing.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was also questioned from Republicans like Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Rick Scott of Florida about dwindling funds because of cheaper gas and the dawn of electric vehicle use. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
SpaceX is planning its next Falcon 9 rocket launch for Saturday in Florida. The rocket will deploy dozens of microsatellites and more Starlink satellites into orbit. The launch is part of SpaceX Transporter 1 mission serving commercial and government customers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.